With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers want to return to the Capitol on May 18th to resume their session, but as Scott Franz reports, they are also working on a backup plan.
Lawmakers are preparing to go online to pass a budget and other critical bills if they can't physically go back to work next month. Party leaders wore masks inside the Capitol on Wednesday as they discussed their next steps. They're considering cutting their own operating budget by $3.5 million because of the pandemic. One measure would have lawmakers and their staff take pay cuts. They also want to save money by canceling interim committees that usually work on bills over the summer. The legislative session has been on pause since March 14th because of the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
As the nation continues to lag behind on coronavirus testing, Utah and New Mexico are doing relatively well. According to data from a group called the COVID Tracking Project, they're among the top dozen states. Ray Ellen Bischel reports.
Utah and New Mexico are among the top states in terms of testing. Meanwhile, Colorado is down near the bottom of the pack. The rest of the region is somewhere in the middle. The Santa Fe New Mexican is reporting that state's high testing rate is partially because a private lab there is analyzing more than 1,000 tests a day for the health department. Over in Utah, the state partnered with a nonprofit representing Utah startups for a campaign called Crush the Curve. Residents can go to a website to enter their symptoms and receive a code to present at a testing site if they qualify. A state official there told the publication Fast Company that Utah plans to begin doing randomized antibody testing as well, to understand how much of the population has already been exposed to the virus. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.
Bill Kane won Basalt's Tuesday mayoral election by nearly 400 votes against Bill Infante and Rob Levitt. He has lived in the Valley for 46 years and was the town's manager from 2009 to 2012. Kane says he is entering the new position at a scary time for the economy with the spread of COVID-19.
Now comes the serious work because the issues that are before us as a community are totally different than they were back in December and January when I first entered the race.
He says he will guide the town's economy in the right direction with his previous experience as town manager during the recession. Kane will take office beginning April 28th for a four-year term. Picking County has ordered 1,000 new COVID-19 tests. The new blood tests, which identify virus antibodies from a finger prick, can produce a result in less than 10 minutes. The tests were developed in China but are imported and sold by Front Range startup A2 Bioscience. A county official said they do not have an estimated delivery date for those tests, nor do they have a formal plan for who is eligible to be tested. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.